Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
You ever been that person in line who holds it up because security thinks there's something fishy going on? It's your weekend highs and lows. Weekend started with a low for me, but then went to a high. Well, then another low, but that's for another story. But here's the deal, and Elizabeth, you don't even know about this. I didn't have a chance to tell you, as you invited my wife and I to the Bucks Bulls game. It's the Bucks home opener on Friday night. You had some extra tickets from your husband. That was really nice of you guys.
Yeah, and we were totally thinking it was going to go for the Bucks that night, and it didn't. I could not believe what happened.
I thought the same thing. We're walking to the Fiserv from where we parked, and I had a couple Bucks fans in front of me going, "You guys, you Bulls fans." And I said, "Hey, this will be over with by the second quarter." And they go, "What do you mean?"
How
do
they let the Bulls score that many points?
I mean, the Bucks are probably going to steamroll them. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was great to be back at Fiserv. The season's early. You know, we got to keep the faith. It was just, man, I did not think it was going to go that way.
So our little fun back and forth banter, and I hooked up with a couple other Bulls fans as we were crossing the street to get into the Fiserv, and we're laughing and joking with each other, you know, that ribbon. Then we get in the security line. You got to go through, take all your stuff out of your pockets, keys, cell phone, all that stuff. Throw it in a little bin.
Yeah.
Kind of like you're at the airport.
With security.
Yeah, right. Put it in there. Walk through. I go, "Oh, there's nothing in my pocket." And he goes, "Are you sure?" And I go, "Well, I got chapstick. Is that going to matter?" He's like, "No. Go through again." Beep.
Leave it to a Bulls fan. Come on.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
You're backing up the line. People are trying to get through.
You got people behind. You know, they look like they're, you know, almost like... like a grandfather clock, you know, going back and forth, like looking around
like,
each
what's
other.
What's the problem?
What's going on up
this
there?
This guy wearing a Jordan jersey. Come on.
Come on. 7 o'clock is tip. It's already 6:45. Come on.
Jess is probably embarrassed. She's like, "Oh, my God."
Oh, she was
holding up the line.
She was already through, and she's got her bag and all that stuff, and she's like, "What's going on?" I go, "I don't know. Maybe it's my belt." He goes, "Let me take a look at it." So here I'm yanking my shirt up, flashing this guy, showing him my belt. He goes, "Yeah, that metal on there. Why don't you take that off? Put it through." All right. Put it through on the side. I go through again. It goes off again.
What?
And I was like, "Dude, I just want to watch the basketball game. What is going on?" He goes, "Why don't you... okay, I'm not going to hold up the line anymore. Stand off to the side." They were talking about like bringing another security person with a wand just to double check me.
And did anybody say, "Hey, is that Radar from the Mix?"
Oh, that's what I was thinking too. So I'm sitting here going, "Jess, I'm going to kind of sit here, kind of cover my face here." And then when the other security person came, they're like, "Just patch your pockets. Nothing there. What about the ankles? Okay."
Yeah, your ankle bracelet. You know, like, you never know if you have that on.
"You don't have any chains on? No watch? No? Okay. You know what? Why don't you just... that's fine. Go ahead." But I was like, "Okay, good." Because I was ready to take my pants off.
What happened?
I don't know what it was. Was it my wedding ring? No, it couldn't be the ring.
That's so bizarre.
Was it the little snap on my jeans?
But they searched you and there was nothing on you.
I even looked. I went, "My shoes don't have any metal on them."
Is it that metal plate in your head?
I think that's what it might be.